というものがどんなものかを教えてくれたのもしおちゃん。
そうだ、枯れて果てる前に私の命をあげよう。
先日起きましたマンション放火事件についての続報です。火元とみられる12階にあった焼死体の身元は木田翔子さんと判明しました。また同マンションの屋上から転落死したとみられるのは松坂佐藤さんで、松坂さんの叔母にあたる人物が事件に関与していた疑いがあり。
あら、はーい、私がやりました。
Forged out of the past and into the presentInto the dream of the future.
Ah, Trudeau fucked a student. Believe it. Don't care. Leafs. If I bitch at Trudeau, my Leaf viewers will just hate me more. They hate me for everything I talk about. You know, you talk about Leafs stuff that's true and they're like, I'm Messiah Trudeau. I'm Messiah Blackface. Stop talking about him. Leafs. Good morning. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.Today is Friday, April 14th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. I'm Lou. Hey, what's up? What are we going to talk about today? First, Mr. Beast bends the knee, then Zelensky in big trouble, then dog barks at Biden, refuses to let him near. Holy fuck, Biden's more evil than Hitler. Then poll-approved video games. And then for the penultimate thread, the market's going strong, gack!And for the finale, Bud Light, Pentagon leaks, and all of their stories are all dumb. Thanks, Pole News Central. That's the show today. You should probably turn the radiant cooler noise off, right? Whatever. Whatever. We caught it quickly. We caught it quickly. Bill Maher's a kike. He admits it. Mr. Beast bends the knee. I only posted and am talking about this because someone tweets...This new Sunny video feels really invasive for all the wrong reasons. Like, why did you make this? You delved into this man's marriage and shit. This is just really off-putting and unnecessary. Well, first off, why? Why is it wrong to point out that a tranny destroyed his marriage with wife and child to become a tranny? Why is it bad to point that out? I think we should point that out frequently, that this tranny destroyed his fucking family.And left his child, or didn't really leave his child, is trannytizing his child. Whoever the fuck knows what's going on. He's becoming a tranny, it's fucking his whole life up. Anyways, Mr. Beast says, yeah, this is getting absurd. Chris isn't my nightmare. He's my fucking friend, and things are fine. All this transphobia is starting to piss me off. Guys, he's his fucking friend, guys. He's his friend. Get it right. He is his friend.Holy fuck, he misgendered him. That's not good. Oopsie. Oopsie. He's. He. Exactly. Yeah, if you only knew how bad things really are. This Denmark Anon says, people have no idea the tens of millions of kids around the world that follow Mr. Beast. Him pushing tranny propaganda should be the main concern of this board right now. Well, seems to me the Zoomers are kind of smart and they know what's up, so...I don't think we need to be too concerned. I think the Zoomers got it handled. This Finnish Anon says, why are these people thinking that Mr. Beast is anything but a soy faggot white boy? I bet he loves his troon friend. Dude, he sold his soul for money. Everyone knows that. Everyone on this board knows he sold his soul for money. But if we can, you know, swing the narrative in the direction of laughing at trannies for a little bit, why not? Why not? Let's all embrace it. That's kind of the whole point.Ooh, look, here's the tranny truning his son up. That's totally not parental abuse or anything. Man, there had to be backlash over him calling him he. There had to be backlash over that. Oh well. That's next thread. Just quickly. Mr. Beast called his tranny friend a he. Funny. Next, Zelensky is in big trouble. He stole $400 million from funds that were supposed to go to Ukraine. Well, he embezzled these funds... by you, but with the oil payments. This was only the oil payments, guys. Only through oil payments, Zelensky has got $400 million. What about all the other shenanigans he's doing? God, man, the CIA probably knows all of Zelensky's dirt. They know all the money he's getting. He's probably getting billions, guys. If he got $400 million with just the oil funds, he's got to be in the billions by now in laundered money, right? Billions. Billions with a B in laundered money. Crazy. The Swedish announces now he's going to jail. You know, whatever you say. Whatever you say. He's a fucking goddamn hero to the people. I don't know. Everyone's brainwashed. I don't know how Trump could get in so much trouble over a phone call that had nothing to do with bribery. And fucking Biden could send Ukraine billions of dollars. And whatever. I mean, if Biden sent Ukraine billions of dollars and then Zelensky launders money out of that money that was sent, is what is that if not a bribe? The Swedish non says, only 400 million for a Jew, that's showing quite some restraint. Oh, you silly goose. It's 400 million in oil funds. That's only the oil money. What about the weapon money, the Kaikish school money, the children money? The human trafficking money? What about all that? The drug money? What about all that money? This leaf says, a Jew put into power by Americans is stealing American goy cattle taxpayer money. Didn't see that coming. a slightly based leaf. I guess we'll end on that slightly based leaf. There we go. There's a based leaf. Next thread. Dog barks at Biden. Refuses to let him near. Oh, this is entertaining. Let's watch. The woman's like, bad dog, good, what the fuck, man? The dog can sense evil, okay? That is a nice-looking dog, too. That dog looks kind of nice, you know, like a floofful dog, man. And it immediately senses evil Biden. That's funny. Oh, look at this man. Look at this man right here. Oh, look, that's Hitler petting a dog. The dog. The doge, hello, yes. Wow, Hitler was such a good man. Hitler was actually kind and caring. Wow. He's not everything they told you he was. Wow, imagine that. Look, he loves animals. Wow. Wow, he's hugging a fucking dog. Wow, what an evil man. Doge. Yep, Biden is pure evil and Hitler wasn't such a bad guy. Pretty crazy. It's a doggy dog world. This guy says Nixon's people would have had a selection of approved dogs waiting in cages off camera just in case. No excuses for poor planning. Why does everyone hate Nixon so much? God, he wasn't that bad. Nixon wasn't that bad. Come on. Wasn't that bad. He was probably good. That's why they had to get rid of him. That's probably why they got rid of him, because he was too fucking good. Oh, man. Diogenes just linked this. The UN is calling for the decriminalization of all sexual activity, including pedophilia. Wow. Oh, my God, guys. It's almost like we called this. That's the path. You're transsexuals, then pedophiles. It's very simple. It's soon we'll all be fucking children. Just very... very simple. They're in a rush for sure. I mean, dude, are we not in a rush right now? Is it not the end times? World War III? They gotta get that global digital currency. Gotta get the children fucking. Gotta get the everything in place. Yeah, well, they're in a rush. The elites are in a rush. Gotta slam it through before everything crashes to dust. Next thread. Poll-approved video games. Bushido Blade. fuck Bushido Blade. The worst video game ever fucking created. If you knew how to play this game, fuck you, okay? I was a child. I don't know the intricate ways of the Bushido Blade. This game was ass. This game was so bad. Very bad. And then they post L.A. Noire blockbuster movie. Dude, L.A. Noire Rockstar Games was another horrible fucking game. Both of these games are... Is this an ironic thread? Both of these games are god-fucking-awful. Fucking god-awful. Saidukin's like, great game, Lou. Great game. Which one? Bushido Blade? Fuck Bushido Blade. Fuck L.A. Noire. Both of them horrible, terrible games. Terrible. Poll approved gaming. Big old, we got Metal Gear Solid series, definitely. Definitely. Deus Ex, definitely. This seems pretty accurate. This is accurate. Yeah, this is accurate. This infographic is accurate. Video games are for children and you should be... you should play in them? You should play in them. Oop, you fucked up. Reddit space. I do, however, still play Hearts of Iron 4 and roleplay as an advisor to the Führer and lead Germany to victory. If only. Blitz them. Jade Empire. Jade Empire's pretty good. So janky. Bully. Bully's really good. Very good school game. It's like Hogwarts Legacy, but not woke. And Nazis. Saidukin says, I guess you just have to like fighting games to like Bushido Blade. Fuck you. I love fighting games. Fuck you. Stop poking me, Saidukin. You know I like fighting games, you silly goose. I'm sorry, the Bushido Blade is complete shit. Crisis Point Extinction. That looks like a porn game. That looks like a porn game. Cloud Meadow. That looks like a porn game as well. Lots of porn games now. Degeneracy Cells. Sex Cells. Imagine that. Kids want to fuck and they pay for it. Oh my god. Dude, fuck that leftist game. Fuck this game. God, what game is this? I fucking forgot the name of it. It's stupid. It's leftist. Fucking Stalin. Don't care. Moonbase Commander? A lot of games kind of like that now. Weird. Darklands? Ugh, beast. Disco Elysium is the name of it. Disco Elysium. Oh my god. Best game of all time, Dracula's Castle. Yeah. Castlevania. Disco Elysium is pretty good. It has a nigger with a harem of white women, though. At least you can kick his ass. And the most based guy in the game is for some reason painted with black skin, which makes no sense whatsoever. Disco Elysium is communist propaganda. People are like, but it shows communism in a bad light. Fuck off. No, it doesn't. A lot of people posting Mech Warrior Tenchu. Tenchu? Oh my god. That game is so old games, though. That game is like olden games. Final Fantasy, MMO... Red Alert. It's all the normals. It's Final Fantasy Tactics. Vampire Masquerade Bloodlines. God, that game is so janky. Super janky game. Hot crazy bitches, though. SimCity. Bioshock. Bioshock really is a pull game, man. Bioshock is based. Bioshock 1, you know. Weak man. Oh, man. I feel like I gotta watch.
The assassin has overcome my final defense. And now he's come to murder me. In the end, what separates a man from a slave? Money? Power? No. A man chooses. A slave obeys. You think you have memories? A farm. A family. An airplane. A crash. And then this place. Was there really a family? Did that airplane crash? Or was it hijacked? Forced down. Forced down by something less than a man. Something bred to sleepwalk through life until they are activated by a simple phrase spoken by their kindly master. Was a man sent to kill, or a slave? A man chooses. A slave obeys. Come in. Stop, would you kindly?
A man chooses, a slave obeys. That is a pole game. Super Princess Peach. Zelda Majora's Mask. Holy fucking time. This game was weird. This game was awesome, though. Yeah, this game has pull all over it. Yeah, that's Vigi games. Waste of time. Go procreate the white race and, you know, stop the Jewish menace or something. Okay. Penultimate thread. The market's going strong. Ack. Picture is TGA is dropping $130 billion per month. And dropped $50 billion this past week. At this pace, the government will be out of money in just 2 to 3 weeks. Means the FDIC will not have enough capital for insured deposits, and the complete shutdown of the government. Still no mainstream news organizations reporting on this. Well, probably because this is kind of a normal thing for the U.S. government. You know, the U.S. government shuts down, and the Congress, like, bibble-blabbles a bit, and they kick the can. It's fucking weird. We do it all the time. It's really dumb and stupid. This American OP says, what was that about the market being stronger than ever? And how is nothing wrong? Suck it. And before Tranny Elsa and his little glow nigger friends come kvetching how everything is just fine. Does Elsa really say in the stock market's fine right now? Are the trannies in literal delusion at every moment of the day? At every waking moment, are they always wrong? Are they always fucking wrong? It must be weird being wrong all the time. It must be a strange reality to live in. I mean, they are trying to be women. This America says, what about all the pensions? Black, right? Oh man, don't, ooh man, I can only pray that those pensions are the first thing that gets flushed down that drain. Oh my God, the boomer rage. The boomer rage there would be. My money's gone, what? It would be so great. Would be just priceless. Man, there was threads today about, oh, the crash isn't happening, the market's stronger than ever, ha ha. And this guy's like, I told you it wasn't crashing. Oh my God. The market is literally floating by on a hope and a fart that a centralized currency and zero more interest rate hikes will happen. I mean, it is living on a hope and a dream and a fart. A stiff wind could come and blow it over at any moment. Like, what is going to be the domino that causes everything to crumble? I don't know. But we're right there. If you remember, I've called it in the past a couple times, and then they kick the can down the road a bit. And I'm like, oh, they've kicked the can. I'll tell you guys they've kicked the can. Well, they haven't really kicked the can yet. Nothing's been kicked. We're like sitting at the... We're that old cartoon meme where the piano is... like sitting in it, or the anvil or the piano or whatever, sitting at the precipice of the ledge, and it's like teetering on nothing, and then a feather pokes one side and it tumbles over. That's what is happening right now. We're just sitting on the edge waiting for the feather to plop us over. This American says Treasury is going to receive $500 billion from taxes next week. Can end the shitposting now. Yeah, if it gets $500 billion, that would probably extend it another month. Probably, I don't know. I think other stuff's going to crash, though. I mean, just everything is... they are trying to push that centralized currency through so quickly, along with so many other things. I mean, what could there be besides a crash coming at the speed of light? They're trying to keep everything together long enough so that they can try to... wrest control of it back away from us normies once it all crumbles apart. That you're gonna try keeping a nice little ball for themselves. Okay, finale of the day. Bud Light, Pentagon leaks, and all other stories are dumb. And so are you for paying attention to them. You're in the midst of a crumbling empire, and there are competing factions attempting to steer the post-collapse environment. One of these factions is a Bolshevik Maoist contingent running a cultural revolution. Another is an intelligence surface feds coalition attempting to get control of the population while they still have the levers of power that work. If you are following this shit, it's because you're a dupe, a dope, a dummy. Don't get caught up in the culture war, nor the fed intel war. That's designed to keep you hyper-focused and distracted and slowly suck you into caring about it. At which point, you'll be de facto a member of one side or the other. Do not be on a side. Neither represent your interests. The USA Empire is an extension of the British Empire and has had power for many hundreds of years. That is ending, and the world is shifting back towards Eastern power, which has been the case at many points in previous history. China is called the Middle Kingdom for a reason, and it's the oldest civilization standing. They've spent the last 200 years down and out, but have recovered and are simply retaking their normal position in the world. They don't seek to dominate or rule, and only get involved with American politics and culture to the extent they need to in order to protect themselves from it. It is the American Empire that seeks to control the rest of the world, whereas the rest of the world just wants to run themselves and their little spheres of influence. goes on to talk about the financial system collapsing, everyone noticing that the American Empire is crumbling to dust. Yes. That's what's happening. That's what's coming. Prepare, brace for it. Yes. This American says the USA overextended itself and far overestimated its stature as a civilization. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. We are the most powerful nation on the planet, but it's corruption and Jews have really ruined America and corrupted the very soul of our nation. This meme flag says it's a Freemason crime cabal scheme, supermassive tax laundering scam, organ human trafficking scam. I mean, everything you're saying is right, man. It's all of those things and more. Biggest mafia job on earth. Yep. I mean, it really is, man. It's at levels we can only dream of. The corruption and horrific crimes of war that are being committed right now. Can't even imagine. So that's the show. The world's falling apart. World War III is starting. Don't pick a side. We never pick a side on 4chan. We pick the side of chaos and coquette on 4chan. That's what we do. We sit back, we watch the show, and we eat some popcorn. That's welcome to 4chan. That's what we do here. And you come on our porch, we get our shotgun out. Get the fuck off our porch. Mittens replied to my fuse system. And this is what he said. I could not fucking understand this man. This first wall of text he put, I could not understand what the fuck he was trying to get at with this. But I'll read it. I'll read it to see how far I get without just crumbling in on itself. In numerical system, the largest number wins until it doesn't. And its representation is dissolved. Applied, BlackRock is king until it's bankrupt, and all that is used as the basis of BlackRock's numbers are dissolved. If not dissolved, then it will continue to be the largest number, even though it's dead. Consider then that this largest number wins until dissolution is independent of financial systems, for all financial systems are laid out on top of a numerical system. If you're talking about, hey, if you implement this fuse system, then BlackRock's still gonna have all the money in the world, well, you're fucking wrong. Because first off, if we're implementing the fuse system, if we get to the point where we're implementing an entire new fucking financial system, dude, then the other financial system is crumbled into dust, and we're like, our entire society is at the brink of collapse. And I think BlackRock having money, I mean BlackRock won't have any money anymore because our financial system fucking collapsed, okay? So there is no more money anymore. All those companies are gone. The stock market evaporated into nothingness. So all those people should be punished and sent to jail, probably, arrested for treason, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, actual punishments for those people that destroyed our economy. And then we'll make a new system on top of the ashes and rubble where there will be no BlackRock. Okay, BlackRock is gone because the system already crashed and crumbled. This fuse system will not be put... this fuse system is not to save our system. This fuse system is to replace the system once it is crumbled into nothing because the Jews have ruined it all. That's what this is. This is a replacement for when everything is destroyed. That's what this is. So just get that right. Then he talks about something about layers, which I don't understand at all what he was trying to get at. Then he says fuse is babble or something. I don't really understand what he's getting at with that either. Because it's a tiered system or something, the Tower of Babel or some shit. I don't fucking know. I don't know. So I asked him, I'm like, could you just communicate like a normal human being, please? And give me a better simplified layout? So he did, thank God. Because I didn't understand half of what he was saying. The core of his argument was that fuse itself was overly simplistic. Fuse does not see the total normal behavior of currency. Instead, fuse imposes its own behaviors. Well, first, is fuse overly simplistic? I mean, I was just showing an outline of the system. I wasn't explaining every in-depth, like, how is the council formed for the Algo Council? How is the system built? How is, who gets control of the system? How is the council formed? Do they have voting rights? When the system implements something, do the humans push it through? Like, there's so much, like, intricacies and stuff that I didn't even go into. I mean, it was just a rough outline of the system. in its most, I mean, in its most basic form, what is the our current system? The stock market, in brackets. That's our system, stock market. Nothing underneath it, nothing above it, stock market. That's it. One thing. My thing is four things. It's just regulation built into the system. So it gives like a branch for regulation itself. He says, Fuse imposes its own behaviors. These imposed behaviors, when combined with actual normal behavior, will result in collusion. Well, dude, this is a thing, man. If you have a system with no rules, you're going to get collusion, because you can always abuse a system that has no rules, because, you know, you can just... anything's possible. Regulations and controls are what keeps the system fair. Fuse has a branch built in to keeping the other branches honest. The fair system. The fair system keeps it fair. That's the whole fucking point of the fair system. I was thinking the weakness, I thought maybe if the fair, like right now, like we have a three-tiered system right now. We have the executive branch, we have the house branch, and we have the legislative branch. Okay? It really feels like the branches are colluding together right now, doesn't it? Like, it feels like the executive branch is being controlled by money, the house is being controlled by money, and the legislative branch is also being controlled with money. Okay? It's money all the way down. It's fucking kika shekels all the way down. Well, the fair system, this fair system, it talks about it briefly, but the way the council of the fair system is chosen is by lottery. So two people are chosen from each state by lottery to represent the council. They serve four-year terms, and the two people are offset. So each person serves 4 years, but the terms are offset by 2 years, so the terms don't completely overlap with the two people that are from the same state. So you're never working with the same person for the entire time. It's always changing up, basically. Like, every 2 years, one of the two people is going to change. And it's a lottery. So that's what keeps the people that are in the fair system hopefully uncorrupted and uncorruptible. There'll be a salary. They'll have a assistant assigned to them that helps them and tells them how to do everything. That's where this system would be abused. Where I see the weakness of this system. If someone buys out the assistants, like, that would be a weakness of this tier of the system. If someone could buy out the assistants, and then the assistants kind of sway the people that are coming in, because the people that are coming in have no idea what they're doing, and then these assistants might tell them, oh, do it this way, do it that way, and that might be a weakness of this part of the system that might need to flesh that out a bit. Likewise, I feel like the Algo Council is the weakest part of the entire system. Like, I feel like if you're going to attack me for this system, this right here is where you would attack me for, this Algo Council. Having an AI Oracle computer run a fucking Fed is kind of a stretch, and I don't know, that's kind of sci-fi-y. You know, this would be where you attack me. Like, you're gonna give an entity the power to write legislation to control the interest rates, and you're gonna give that all to a computer and a council. How's that all fucking work? That's what those questions I'd be asking. And then he says something about, like, my job. Like, cashier clerk is the only thing I've done in my fucking life, dude. I'm a fucking computer scientist. I've done more than that. I like having jobs where I have no fucking responsibility and I can quit them at any time I want. I don't like... I hate jobs where I have responsibility and people rely on me and shit. I hate that. It gives me stress. I don't like stress. I like having a stress-free life where I live carefree of all responsibility and butterflies in my stomach. I don't feel butterflies in my stomach, not because I'm... You know, I mean, people smoke cigarettes and stuff because they feel fucking anxiety and shit all the time. I feel no fucking anxiety in my life. You know why? Because I live a life based around truth and justice and truth. Mainly truth. It's a hell of a thing, truth. Just base your whole life around it and you'll have no fucking stress. Very simple. But I don't know, just weird, really weird way to say shit, man. I don't know. Like, tell me why my system is bad. Tell me bad parts about the system, weaknesses of the system. Like, this is not a simple system, man. This is just an outline of a system. I mean, I could tell it to outline our current judicial system. It'll be, you know, executive branch, house branch, legislative branch. It'll be three branches. It'll be less complex than this is. It'll be even simpler than this is. Be even more simple. So this is definitely not simple. This is very complex. There's stuff I haven't gone into. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna, over like the next months, I'll flesh this out and I will write an actual constitution for it. I will write a constitution for this financial system. I know it sounds crazy. I will write an entire fucking constitution that lays out every single aspect, how each market is set up, how each council is set up, how the computer system is allowed to be built, how the government builds it, how after it's built, how people interact with it. It'll all be built into the fucking constitution. So, and it'll be very complex, okay? It'll be a very big constitution. It'll be probably bigger than our constitution. And I'll lay it all out. But this is just a fucking outline. I don't even know how it's laid all out yet. I know that the fair system's gonna use a lottery. I don't know how the algo... I don't have no fucking clue how I'm gonna set the algo council up. How's the algo council even set up, guys? How do we make an algo count? You have an Oracle AI computer. Now what? Now what do you do? How do you set that up? I don't fucking know. I haven't even done that part yet. Yet no one is hounding me on algo council. No one's talking. No one, like, this is the weakest link of the entire fucking system. I have no idea how this is going to work. I have no idea how any of this, how is this going to, how are they going to implement laws and stuff? I mean, there's so much weird nuance to this tier. I mean, how does the Fed make interest rate changes? How does the Fed manipulate the money? Well, the government says they can. Well, same here, algo council. The government says the computer can. Who controls the computer? Who lets them edit it? Who does the code? Who do we allow to edit the code? How does voting happen? Who is allowed to vote? Who's put on the board? How's the vote board chosen? I don't know any of these things for the algo council yet. The grit market and elite market are pretty simple because they make themselves. They're self-made markets. You have a exchange that's publicly owned. All of this is basically publicly owned stuff. These two, the algo council and the fair system, these are big government entities. Communism and fascism. That's why these two are communism and fascism. It all comes together, guys. It's very good system, I'm telling you. Okay, I'm blabbling about my thing, and no one cares. Don't care, whatever. No one cares about Fuse. No one cares about the most amazing financial system ever fucking created. Oh well. Yes, judicial system. Yes, judicial. Yes, I've said that many times, thank you. I'm gonna end the show. I'm gonna get YouTube set up soon, guys, so we don't have 5 minutes of fucking delay. I will flesh out the Fuse system so it'll be more complex. It'll be more complex. It's just, this is a general outline of the system. It's as complex as our current system, if not more so. I don't want it to be complex. I want it to be as simple as possible. Simple as good. Diogenes says he's been thinking of writing a new constitution for a new United States. Do it, man. Do it. Use the AI to help you, because it really helps. The AI helps you flesh out your ideas, because you could be like, well, I kind of want it to be like this, and then it'll list you out some stuff. You can be like, well, I don't want it like that, and I don't want it like that, but make it more like this, and then relist it to me, and then it will. It'll do that stuff. It makes it so much easier to flesh out your thoughts and organize stuff into it like a system. It simplifies, and then you can like give them, you can be like, okay, cool, now give it a cool acronym. Give it a cool acronym, and it does it. It's just so awesome, dude. The AI is powerful and cool. And it will help me write a constitution for my financial system. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please add something to the world. Do something productive and make yourself better. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
You even speak English, you communist piece of shit? What? Yeah, are you a Jew?